Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Hello, everyone. This is Brother Caduceus, and I will be doing the introductions today. I'm afraid that Orrin cannot be with us today, as he is currently in the hospital.
Why? What happened?
I'm told that he was experiencing chest pain, very similar to a heart attack, but it's probably not that. It's more likely he'll be discharged after a couple of hours.
Well then, shouldn't we wait for him? We are pre-recording this episode, after all.
Well, that's true, I suppose, but it wouldn't be quite as exciting.
Well, I suppose that's true.
And so, here is Rabbi Kuhn, who will be reading 1 Chronicles 26:12 through 27:34.
Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having words one against another to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers for every gate. And the lot fell eastward to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of Esupim. To Shupim and Hosa, the lot came forth westward, with the gate Seleket, by the causeway of the going up, ward against ward. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward for a day, southward for a day, and toward Esupim 2 and 2. At Paba westward, forth the causeway, and 2 at Paba. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Kor and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God and over the treasures of the dedicated things. As concerning the sons of Laden, the sons of the Gershonite Laden, chief fathers, even of Laden the Gershonite, were Jehieli. And the sons of Jehieli, Zatham and Joel his brother, which were over the treasures of the house of the Lord. Of the Amorites, and the Ezraites, and the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler of the treasures. And his brethren by Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, and Jeshiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zichri his son, and Shelomith his son, which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king, and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, or whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith and of his brethren. Of the Israelites, Jananiah and his sons were for the outward business of Israel, for officers and judges. And of the Hebronites, Heshabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700, for officers among them of Israel on this side Jordan westward, in all the business of the Lord, and in service of the king. Among Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valor, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David had made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and the affairs of the king. Now, the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers, and captains of thousands, and captains of hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month, throughout all the months of the year, of every course, were 24,000. Over the first course, for the first month, was Jashabim, the son of Zabdiel, and in his course, were 24,000. And the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai and Ahuhite, and of his course was Miklot, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. and the third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. This is that Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah, his son, after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhut, the Israelite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Heles, the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibekai, the Hushatite, of the Zahites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Netatite, of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophatite, of the Zahites, and in his course were 24,000. The eleventh captain for the eleventh month was Benaiah, the Peratonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The twelfth captain for the twelfth month was Heldai, the Netophatite, of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eleazar, the son of Zichri, of the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Machah, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David, of Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmael, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jeziel, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azrael, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like unto the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he finished it not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Azmavet, the son of Adiel. And over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles, was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground of Ezri, son of Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shipmite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanan, the Gederite. And over the cellars of oil was Joash. And over the hides that fed in Sharon was Shitrai, the Sharonite. And over the hides that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Obil, the Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Jediah, the Meronotite. And over the flocks was Jaziz, the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance, which was King David's. Also, Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Jachmanai, was with the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor. And Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab.
Thank you, Rabbi. Abbot Babbitt will now be reading Romans 4:13. Through 5:5.
Romans chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value, and the promise is worthless, because law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace, and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead, and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith, and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins, and was raised to life for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access, by faith, into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us.
Thank you, Abbot. And I will now be reading Psalm 14.
To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, and have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand, and seek God.
They are all gone aside, they are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion! When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
And now, on the telephone from the hospital, is Orin to read Proverbs 19:17.
This morning's proverb is 19:17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done.
So, Orin, how are you feeling now?
Well, to be completely honest with you, Rabbi, I'm in a great deal of pain right now.
Your chest hurts that much, huh?
Oh, no. That pain faded away hours ago. No, what's bothering me now is all the hardware they got stuck in my skin.
Well, it could be much worse.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, it wasn't a heart attack.
And it will all be over tomorrow.
Oh, no, Caduceus. Tomorrow's going to be the worst part of all.
Why is that?
Tomorrow I have to get up and preach in front of everybody with my chest fur shaven off and a lampshade around my neck.
Huh? Compared to that, the tribulations of Job sound pretty tame.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the fellowship hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.